Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 121, and it's a Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. I am Nard, and joining me today is my good friend, Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hey there, Nard. How are you doing?
Great. It's good for you to join me. So just a little background, everyone. Ray is out of town right now because of a family emergency, so he will be back on the next episode. So Gary's filling in for now. So for new listeners, Gay Geek Bizarre is a show where we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. So before we go on, we do usually do our weekend updates. So Gary, what have you been up to last weekend? How was your weekend?
Well, I think everyone's weekend in Houston began the same way, with the torrential rains and the storm of Friday night.
Yep.
So I don't know how bad it was up your way, but down here we got about 6 inches of rain in a five-hour period. So it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was a little scary because I was getting I was getting alerts saying that there's going to be a flood, flood warning all over in Houston. So we're okay,
that's
though.
That's the storm that affected Ray, actually, right? It actually left here and went over there and hit the Carolinas.
Yeah. Oh, it did? Oh my gosh, poor Ray.
Yeah, same storm.
Yeah, poor Ray.
And then fortunately, it all cleared out Saturday. And so Saturday night, we all went to Lights in the Heights.
That's right. Oh my God. I missed that one. Is it the only night? It's the only night.
It was fantastic.
Right?
Yeah, it's always just that one night for a 4-hour time period. And, so Lights in the Heights is a neighborhood Christmas event, which is not sponsored by any organization or the city or anything. It's just, you know, your average neighborhood. It's 2 blocks wide by 5 blocks long, and the police barricaded off to cars, and then people are just walking up and down these streets, and every single house is decorated and looks really pretty. And then there's live music, there's all just different kinds of fun things, Christmassy things to see, and it's just a really fun, free neighborhood event, and we love going there every year. And the weather, Nard, turned out to be so nice. It was like 50 degrees, just like the perfect temperature to just be out there walking around.
That is one event I've always wanted to go to. It's just that. So it so happened that, you know, whenever on the first or second weekend of December, when all the parties, all the get-togethers get too busy. So, Saturday night, instead of Lights in the Heights, I was able to go to the Asians and Friends Houston Christmas party. So I was there, and they had, it's kind of weird that they served, turkey and ham and everything. It's like it was like Thanksgiving food, but, it's an Asian party. I was expecting there would be rice, but there's no rice. So, Asian party has to have rice, but this time there wasn't any. Which is good, though. I mean, sometimes you need a break from
it's mind. Way to break those stereotypes.
That's right, exactly. I did the we did the white elephant gift exchange, though, and I got a whiskey flask. So,
well, very good. And did you make your lumpia?
I did. Well, not for that weekend, but let's just say I was preparing for a couple of parties coming up soon, so I made 200 of them over the weekend.
Oh, that's crazy.
200. So, yeah, I spent the whole day just making egg rolls rolling, so my hands smells like garlic and smells like onion, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you may experience it on the next party we're going to go to. All right, so I guess we can go on with our stories. I will start with our gay. Did you get to read this article? It's really interesting because it's about a trans boxer. So let's go with this. So trans boxer makes history by winning his first professional fight. 33-year-old Patricio Manuel, I think he's Filipino, maybe, became the first openly transgender boxer to compete at the professional level in his fight against Mexican super featherweight Hugo Aguilar at Fantasy Springs Casino near Palm Springs, California. So he won by a unanimous decision after a 12-minute bout. Though he failed to knock out his opponent, the judges scored the match in Manuel's favor. So raised as a tomboy. Yeah, I know some people, I have cousins who are like, tomboy.
Right.
He began boxing in high school as a way to lose weight. In 2012, he boxed into Olympic trials as a woman, but had to quit due to a shoulder injury. 3 months later, he began his transition. When he informed his mother of his transition, she supported him. I told him I would support him 100% in whatever he chose to do. Manuel's mother told the Los Angeles Times, "The bottom line is, it doesn't matter to me. I just want him to be happy. It was a natural transition." So Manuel soon began hormone replacement therapy and underwent a chest surgery. So I guess she lost her boobs. But after he began transitioning, his original coach and training facility refused to work with him any longer. So three opponents refused to fight him after learning of his trans identity. Eventually, Manuel turned to the company of the professional Olympic boxer Oscar De La Hoya to get licensed as a professional fighter and a fight opponent willing to face him. A rule changed by the International Olympic Committee allowing female to male trans athletes to compete helped persuade USA Boxing, the national governing body for amateur competition, to license Manuel as a professional fighter. When informed about Manuel's trans identity, Aguilar said, "For me, it's very respectable. It doesn't change anything for me in the ring, and he wants to win, and I want to win too." So, it's interesting that we have a, it's the first time I've heard of this, Gary, about a trans boxer who's actually winning professional fights. I mean,
it's great. Kudos to mom, first of all, in that story, for being so supportive, right? And just, you know, hats off. And I just think she's amazing, wonderful. Also Oscar De La Hoya, that's fantastic that he would get involved and do what he could to help. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing too. So what do you think in the future? Is it going to be more people coming out who want to be boxers who are trans?
I would think so, in all sports, not just boxing. I think it's going to become normalized, you know, in the future, just like, you know, gay athletes are slowly starting to come out of the closet, and it's slowly becoming somewhat normal, even though it's still very closeted, you know, to a large degree.
Yeah,
but you know, I think 50 years from now, people will be looking back and saying, you know, what was the big deal?
Yeah, that's right. We just need to mature. The society just needs to mature. Yeah. All right, so let's go to our geek. What's our geek, Gary?
Avengers.
Okay, what about Avengers?
So they have announced the date of the movie being released, which is fantastic. And if you haven't heard, the date is April 26th, and that's actually moving it up 7 days from what they thought it was going to be originally. So we have less days to wait, which is good for everyone that's a Marvel fan that has been waiting for this. I know I have been watching that movie over and over again, Part 1, Infinity War, over and over again.
Oh, really? You keep watching it?
Yes.
You're trying to nitpick a movie? Okay.
You know, I download it to my phone, and I watch it during my lunch, and you know, I keep going back over it. It's that kind of movie, right, that you can just go back and watch over and over again, and you notice little things you hadn't seen before. So, and the trailer came out. Did you see the trailer?
Oh, not the latest one yet. I've been saving it. I've been wanting to watch it on a big screen TV instead of just my phone. So I'm just sort of, probably I'll watch it tonight. Yeah.
So you're the one fan that hasn't seen it yet.
I know, but probably not. But no, I know, right?
So they said that it broke records for YouTube in terms of number of views for a trailer. So that, I think that was pretty cool. So there's a lot of interesting things in that trailer, and since you haven't seen it, now I can't spoil it for you.
Okay,
but you gotta make that a priority tonight. And
all right,
get that done. You're gonna have to watch it.
But you know what? I blame Star Lord. It's all because of him. It's because it really is his fault. Do you agree?
I 100%.
It was his.
If you just held it together for like another 30 seconds.
Yeah,
this would have been very different.
Yes.
And it was so annoying when he came back, you know, into the scene after Thanos teleported away and saying, did we lose? I thought, you dumb. You know, of course we just lost. You just screwed up for us.
Yeah, just 30 seconds. But you know, I think when Dr. Strange said it, this was the only way, right? And I guess it was really predestined or something like that, or something that it's predicted that he's going to lose his cool, that it's going to be, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and also you note that, you know, in the Infinity War, Doctor Strange says, it's the only way, we're in the end game now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ended up calling the next movie Avengers Endgame.
Yes, so, that's right.
Connect the dots, connect the dots, there it is.
Just because of the title. All right, so let's go. Yeah, so it's interesting. So we're looking forward to in April, right? Okay.
April 26th.
All right, so let's go to the next geek. The geek now is Waymo launches self-driving car. So yeah, they've been releasing self-driving cars anyway, but this is kind of different, I guess, at this point. So Waymo,
it's a taxi service,
yeah, robo-taxi. So the former Google self-driving project owned by a parent company, Alphabet, is launching a commercial robo-taxi service in the Phoenix area. So this has been happening in Phoenix anyway. So I've heard about this, that they've had their cars in the Phoenix, that they have they have their services already. They've been the test bed is there. They have a lot of land, a lot of road that you can do all this, I guess. And having a robo taxi would be nice. So Waymo is the first company to do this, I guess. Waymo will first invite Phoenix residents who are part of its early rider program, because this was done before a long time ago, which was designed to give a vetted group of people the ability to use an app. So you use an app! You use an app to hail a car, a self-driving car, to pick you up. That's awesome. Oh, yeah. So the early rider program, which launched in April 2017, had more than 400 participants. And the last time Waymo shared figures on the program. So April 2017, and it's now December 2018.
December 18.
December 11. Yeah, just a couple more months, and it's going to be a year. So after that, there's going to be people who are going to take advantage of this. Okay, Gary, what are you going to do if this becomes introduced in Houston?
You know when a new restaurant opens and you never want to go in the first month because they're still learning things, trying to get it all right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the same kind of mentality for me with these self-driving things. I wouldn't go near one of those for years until it's really become perfected. It just makes me so nervous.
I know.
I couldn't imagine sitting in a car behind the steering wheel when the car is doing all the driving. I think that in and of itself would freak me out mentally.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you, but
oh yeah,
not comfortable.
I myself am, but I would probably still do it. I'll be scared though, but at the same time I'll be excited because, you know, the statistics, if you look at the statistics, it's going to be any kind of accident that can happen is probably lower than actually normal driving. It's just that I know what you mean about the thought of having no one driving.
Giving up the control, right? Giving up the control. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because technology fails, right?
Yeah. But, you know, who knows? About 10 years from now, this is going to be mainstream. My car, if I'm going to buy a new car, it's probably going to be a self-driving, all-electric SUV. Maybe 10, 12 years from now.
Nice, nice. Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think I might wait for the Star Trek transporters.
Oh, really? You would prefer your molecules and atoms to be destroyed first and then reconstituted in the other side of the planet? Okay.
I guess if I don't think about it too much.
All right, okay. Well, if it's your time, then you don't even know it. So, I mean, you know.
Right, right.
All right. Okay, let's go to the bizarre. This is an amazing bizarre. I saved it for you, Gary. So what do you think of this one?
Yeah, great story, Nard.
All right.
So the long and short of it is this mom has a kid, a boy, who is going to be in the Christmas play, and she orders from Amazon a shepherd's costume along with an inflatable sheep.
Yes.
And when everything arrives, the costume is perfect, but the sheep turns out to be a gag sex toy thing that they use at stag parties.
That's right.
Right? Is mm-hmm. that right?
That's right. That's right.
So
it was supposed to be for a nativity play.
Yes, yes. Okay, and it says the mom was mortified, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking to myself, this feels like fake news to me, Nart, because think about this. First of all, would Amazon really send that?
Oh, they would.
I don't know. Okay. I mean, along with the shepherd costume, the way it was marketed together.
Yes. But yeah, well, for one thing, if it's coming from certain countries, they just think that, oh, it's a shepherd costume. It's a shepherd.
Yeah.
This is the design. Oh, we'll just, you know, we'll just put it all together. Oh, these are the specs. And give it to the one who ordered it, and then he would label it whatever however he wants. And
yeah,
it's also possible that if she bought it from Amazon, that the supplier for this is trying to hide this as a kid's toy, or if it's under the, you know, LaBrie's kids boy brown shepherd.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Valid, Nard. Maybe I'll go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get to the part where they're at home, she blows it up, and she realizes what it is. Makes up some lie for the kid, but then still sends him to school
with it,
with the thing, knowing what it is.
Yeah, that's the funny part.
That's the part to me that's like, wait, what? And then it says that she was mortified. You know, what the teachers would think. Well, honey, why are you sending the kid to school with a sex sheep if you know what the thing is in the first place? That made no sense to me.
Yeah, so. That's true. But it is, where is it? Is it in the UK? Scotland. It's in Scotland. So I don't know what their laws are there. Maybe in Scotland they're very open about it. Or maybe they just want to have a laugh at it. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
So that definitely fits in the bizarre category. I'll give you that.
That's right. Okay, so before we end the show, it's the holidays. What are your plans for this month for Christmas? Any travels or just stay home?
Some business travel next week up to Minneapolis. That'll be a little bit on the cold side.
Oh yeah.
And then heading up to Boston to visit Dad,
mm-hmm.
and then back here for Christmas with the family here.
Nice. Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, what are you going to be doing?
Oh, just going to be in town too. Mike's coming over this in about 2 weeks. And then we're just going to stay home and then attend some parties. That's why I made all those 200 egg rolls, because I have to be bringing all these in the next parties. Oh my gosh. That's a lot of them. It should be good though. I made some vegetable too, if you're into vegetable egg rolls. So we'll see.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. So thank you everyone for listening. And thank you, Gary, for joining me today.
Happy to be here, Nard.
Yes, right. So, I want to let you know, guys, that we are now in the top 25 gay podcasts. So it's in a blog.feedspot.com/gay_podcasts. So you can check us out there and all the other podcasts other gay podcasts. So we can also catch us on facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. Our stories are there. Everything we talked about are there. And you can comment there if you want to. That'd be great. And if you want to contact us, you can email us at show@gaygeekbizarre.com. And if you want to send the holiday cards to us, you know, just send it to gaygeekbizarre.com, P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347. You can also call us on our voicemail. So it's 281-947-2327. So that's 281-947-BEAR. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we are on Podbean, Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye, and happy holidays.